Bulldog Live here on the Pulse, first day of the 2010 session of the legislature, and lots to talk about there. One more thing on the guns I wanted to mention. I had a conversation with a Democrat representative from the southern part of the state, and I'm going to keep his name just between me and him, but he said that he will be voting against the gun ban at the state house. He said that it was a knee-jerk reaction to basically some loudmouths that were sitting in the gallery, and he thought it was wrong. Now, that being said, he didn't sound like he was opposed to the idea of banning guns in the legislature, but that is a discussion that they need to bring up when they have their review of state house security. And that's when I said to him, I said, that is an appropriate discussion to have. I said, because it would be irresponsible if you guys didn't discuss state house security. So he did not like the process. He does not like the image that this is leaving for the Democrat Party in New Hampshire. And I said, yes, I do sympathize with you there. So there you go. So I think that there is going to be some momentum on this, and we'll keep you posted as to what the action will be and when it will happen. And again, Monday's hearings coming up beginning at 1 p.m. It'll be 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. in the legislative office building. And that will be, what rooms will that be again? 210 and 211. So a couple of bills that will be heard there. Now, one of the other big topics of discussion, and there's going to be some legislation that will be introduced to overturn the LLC tax. And I know that there's efforts in the state Senate side by Jeb Bradley, and again on the House side by Representative David Hess. Also, Senator Peter Bragdon, who is the House Minority Leader, will be also introducing legislation to repeal the LLC tax, which a lot of people are still trying to get their hands around and grasp. And, you know, the hearings in the North Country began yesterday afternoon. There will be another one tomorrow night and another one on Saturday morning. I will be there tomorrow night and give you the full report on Friday's show. And we'll try to find out why the Department of Revenue Administration insists on not having hearings in the southern part of the state. And I think I have an answer for you from the commissioner on that one. So we'll take a look at that and a whole lot more. But first, a gentleman who is very concerned about what is happening with this LLC tax proposal, which is really the extension of the interest and dividends tax to payouts for LLC owners. Don Gobin is president of the Grantham Area Chamber of Commerce, and welcome to Bulldog Live.
Good afternoon, Bulldog. It's great to be here.
Good to see you. Don and I are old buddies, by
the way. That's right. We go back. In fact,
back to the founding of the chamber.
That's right. And if you remember, we started because of a political event in Grantham. Grantham, of course, singled out some small businesses and thought they were not complying with the zoning and planning ordinances. Mm-hmm. And we decided to form a chamber, and not to fight them, but to remind them that, you know, hey, we're productive members of society here. Give us a chance. If you went in front of the zoning board at that time, unless you were an accountant, a lawyer, or a doctor, They didn't want a home based business. They forgot about the plumbers and electricians and the flooring specialists and all of us that work with our hands. So,
which is a lot of the businesses in New Hampshire, a lot of home based businesses.
We discovered when we started the chamber that we had a large percentage of home based businesses in our area. We represent Springfield and Croydon as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have any voice out there, so we started a chamber. You remember Mark O'Halloran?
Oh, yes.
And
the late, great Mark.
Mark single-handedly put it all together. I mean, this chamber is really his legacy. So, yes, we do go back, Brian, and that that was a fun time.
Well, Grantham is wedged between right at the junction of our two radio signals of 107.7 WTPL and 94.3 and AM 1400 WTSL, the Pulse Network. And, you know, you have been very active, and you are having an event that's coming up real soon to educate people on what's happening with this LLC
tax.
It's
called Stop the LLC Tax Forum. And what we're going to have is Andy Sanborn, who's been on your show.
And he'll be on later today.
That's right. And he co-founded this website called StopTheLLCTax.com, which you've promoted on your show. And we're just going to have a forum, and we're going to strategize where to go from here. The hearings will be done by then, all three of them. I'm sorry, it'll be a total of four, to be fair.
Yes.
And I remember meeting you at the December 16th one,
mm-hmm.
in which there were 250 people.
I counted about 300,
okay.
but yeah, somewhere
I'm sure
in
you're
that
right.
range.
Mm-hmm. And I read in the paper this morning the Berlin one only had 20. So that's indicative
that's about right.
of the North Country, and I understand Plymouth will be well attended because Chris Williams of Nashua? Is that his name?
Chris Williams, president of the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce, and then they're working with the Manchester Chamber of Commerce,
Wonderful.
Too.
They're going to bring a crowd and...
Yes.
And all I could think of is if they actually had this in Manchester, they'd have to get the Verizon Center.
Yeah, well, you would think.
But Andy's going to come and speak to our... I hope to have at least 50 people there.
Mm-hmm.
We're attracting in the Upper Valley, the Lebanon Chamber, all the chambers. We're networking amongst all the LLC companies.
Newport, Lake Sunapee, and the like. Okay.
And Claremont. So,
good.
And you see the flyer we have. It's called NH...
I wish people could see this flyer. It's cute. The New Hampshire LLCs and partnerships get no respect with the great picture on there.
Yeah, a picture of Rodney Dangerfield. And I just have some news for you, Brian. That
okay.
is the BIA has put out a press release.
Yes. Where is that? I mean, I know you have your copy there, but I got it in the email. The Business and Industry Association made an announcement today that they are urging a fast-track repeal
yes.
of this interest and dividends
just
tax
scorched
extension.
The whole thing.
Well, it's interesting because at that December 16th hearing, I interviewed Jim Roche, and I played the interviews here, and I have been critical of the Business and Industry Association because they did support the budget that contained this tax.
Right.
But Jim Roche told me in my interview with him and when he was talking with Josh McAlvin of WMUR News 9, he says, "We're on the cusp, but we're not there yet of calling for full repeal," because he wanted to see if the process would clean itself up a little bit.
Yeah.
And it has not, and it's driven them nuts, and it's
right.
you know, been a headache.
They got pressure from the small business community. And
that too, yes.
And he said in his quote here, "There's too much distrust, confusion, frustration, and misunderstanding. Therefore, fast-track repeal." And mm-hmm. I think that's an honorable position.
I do, too. And I applaud the Business and Industry Association for coming up with that. And thank you, Jim Roche, for making that announcement today. And I look forward to working with you and the other business groups that are out there to get the message out to the legislature to go ahead and repeal this tax. Because right now, and this is what Kevin Clarity was saying at yesterday's hearing, and that was, look, my job now is to impose these rules.
Yes,
it's a legislature that needs to repeal it if they don't like it. Well, I can go one step further. The governor could also call off the dogs
on
this, too.
I am most disappointed in that because, mm-hmm. you know, we as a chamber co-sponsor this event put on by the BAA every year called Small Business Day at the Holiday Inn in Concord every year.
That's right, yes.
And we always go to see Governor Lynch speak about how he rescued this furniture company out of bankruptcy and... And it's a very inspiring speech.
He was very successful.
I mean, he's one of us. I mean, he was one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And he could just stop this with a signature and be done with this. But instead, he wants to go through all these pains. And we're welcome to the challenge. I mean, we have some game, tough, determined people that, including Andy Sanborn.
Yes.
And who are going to lead the charge to repeal this. And Jeb Bradley, of course, and David Hess are all part of that. So we're going forward.
Well, that's
the fight they want. That's what they're going to get.
And your forum will also serve as an educational forum,
yes,
too.
Yes, very informative. We have a lot of handouts. Again, this is a very civil way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be very courteous, as you know. But we're just going to use the process to repeal it. And like your guest the other day from Nashua, the president of the chamber, said,
yes.
It's no longer an advantage to be in New Hampshire. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a disadvantage.
It is.
And when you look at the details of that bill regarding debt tax, the refinancing of a business, say you're starting up a business or expanding,
mm-hmm.
to be nailed with a 5%.
You take your accumulated profits from one business, you try to invest that into another business,
right.
and they're going to tax you on that.
That's right.
And if you take out a loan and if you take out a little extra money to pay yourself to hold you over
right.
until
exactly.
your new business becomes profitable, they're going to tax you on that too.
5%. Everywhere you go. And,
yes.
And this notion that LLCs don't pay taxes is a myth. I'm here to tell you. You know I have a small business, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
You know I work very hard. And I can list a whole slew of taxes. Andy can probably do it better justice. But
he pays 40 of them himself.
Yes. And everybody has that. I mean, has a bucket of taxes. carrying around this
depending
weight.
Upon what business that you're in. Sure.
Exactly. But like you said, Clardy said the rules are the rules, and he's going forward with it. So we're going to go forward in our own way. We refuse to be victims of this. I see you got a sticker that says potential victim.
Yes, yes. The who is it? The Hannah Dustin Defense League was passing out stickers this morning. It says potential victim.
Well, this is so counterproductive to job creation. It's unbelievable. You know, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has put on this all-out campaign to convince you about the benefits of free enterprise. Do you ever think 2 years ago you'd be seeing an organization spend $10 million on a campaign? It's called American Free Enterprise, Dream Big, and they're stating that we have to create 20 million new jobs over the next 10 years to get out of this recession. And if you're a startup and you're expanding your business, and you're going to be SOC 5%. That is just counterproductive. Well, it's a disincentive.
Well, look in New Hampshire. Peter Bragdon said this yesterday, too. There's 40,000 LLCs in New Hampshire.
Right.
Nobody truly knows the number, I don't think.
But he said only 15,000 are affected by this. That's what he said on a local radio station this morning.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Someone's paying $30 million over the course of 2 years, so someone's going to be paying dearly. But Peter Bragdon was saying 40,000 LLCs, if every one of them hired one employee, we wouldn't be talking about unemployment right
now. That's right. That's a very good. That's a very profound statement. That is true, and I just can't believe Clardy said on a local radio station that there's 80,000 other businesses that are paying this tax that LLCs are not.
And because they're structured differently, the legislature recognized that the way that this tax is structured, it is structured as a personal income tax, something of which New Hampshire has never taxed before.
That's right.
This is the federal government, the IRS, doesn't even recognize this
as
an interest or dividend.
And without warning and without justification, we got it.
They recognize it as personal income, something of which New Hampshire has never taxed before, which is why this has been aptly called an income tax, and that's exactly what it is. And we'll get into it with Andy in the next hour with the details of reasonable compensation.
Yes, he's ready for you.
With a public hearing that's coming up on that next week. But you know, you're talking about two sets of business records, because what the state is proposing to do is going to be running a parallel set of laws to the federal income tax laws, which every other state in the country mirrors the federal laws and the standards for income and calculations and the like. State may have different rates than what the feds do, but that's depending on the states. But typically they follow the same definitions. New Hampshire is going completely off on a different track, which means that business owners will now have to keep a couple different sets of records. And in this case, the LLCs, they're going to be held responsible for records going back 10 years on records that they were never responsible for keeping in the first place.
That's right. There's a reason we chose to be an LLC. I mean,
it's not to avoid taxes, is it?
It's not. And those other 80,000 businesses chose to be, you know, C corps, S corps, whatever.
Because they had different investors who had different levels of involvement.
They
have
board of directors. I don't have a board of directors. I'm a sole member LLC, and you know, I own property in LLC. And I mean, I chose to be that because I always thought that somebody would slip and fall, and I'd get sued. So I did it as a level of protection. I mean, I didn't have any tax ramifications because all my income goes straight through to my federal return, and then it kicks back in the state. So, you know, I pay the business profit tax and everything.
Right.
This is just an added inconvenience.
Well, that's exactly.
And you mentioned the record keeping. Forget it. I hate record keeping. So,
well, and that's the thing. And think about this too. Most business owners do not have the accounting degrees and the backgrounds of a CPA. So therefore, that oftentimes that's farmed out to a CPA. Even the CPA Society here is saying, we don't understand what you guys are doing.
Yes, at the December 16th hearing, accounting got up and spoke to this. You know, all this debt has to be paid by earnings. How can you tax it twice? He was a very interesting gentleman. I forgot his name, but it was good to hear.
He was one of the first speakers, too.
It was good to hear accountants weigh in on that.
1-866-823-1077. If you wish to ask Don Gobin a question, he is president of the Grantham Area Chamber of Commerce, holding a Stop the LLC Tax Forum at the Grantham Town Hall, January 11th, that's Monday night, 7 p.m. That's exit 13 off of Interstate 89. You just take Route 10 south for a very short jog through the center of Grantham to the Grantham Town Hall. We'll talk with Don for a couple more minutes here on Bulldog Live on The Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages, live on the Pulse.